and a big welcome to Burning Vinyl. This is the May Day edition of the program, and for this reason I started off with Emerson, Lake & Palmer and their version of Aaron Copland's Fanfare for the Common Man. They had to do quite a lot to actually change that. First of all, they had to get Aaron Copland's permission, and he wanted to hear the finished result before he gave the permission. Luckily, he approved. They had to transpose the song into E to make it possible to jam on it, and they also put it into that shuffle beat. But a job well done for them. Great band, absolutely subliminal musicianship. Emerson, Lake & Palmer, from their 1977 album Works Volume 1. A big thanks to Music Matters for the last 2 hours of programming. I'll be here till 4 o'clock, as I say, it's a May Day special. And for that reason, I'm going to kick things off with a few tracks going back to the early 40s. The name of the act is Pete Seeger and the Almanac Singers. They were active between 1940 and 1943 and were founded by Millard Lample, Lee Hayes, and two very famous names, Pete Seeger and Woody Guthrie. And of course, the group specialised in topical songs, mostly songs advocating an anti-war, anti-racism, and pro-union philosophy. And we're going to hear from them now. I'm sure you'll enjoy the following songs, which all have a union kind of feel to them. This is Pete Seeger and Woody Guthrie with the Almanac Singers. And the first song we're going to hear is called Union Made.
There once was a union maid, she never was afraid of goons and ginks and company finks and the deputy sheriff who made the raid. She went to the union hall when a meeting it was called, and when the legion boys come around, she always stood her ground.
Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union, I'm sticking to the union, I'm sticking to the union. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union, I'm sticking to the union.
This union maid was wise to the tricks of company spies. She couldn't be fooled by a company stool. She'd always organize the guys. She'd always get her way when she struck for better pay. She'd show her card to the National Guard, and this is what she'd say.
Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union, I'm sticking to the union, till the day I die.
You gals who want to be free, just take a tip from me. Get you a man who's a union man and join the ladies' auxiliary. Married life ain't hard when you got a union card. A union man has a happy life when he's got a union wife.
Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union, I'm sticking to the union, I'm sticking to the union. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union, I'm sticking to the union, till the day I die.
Now, if you want higher wages, let me tell you what to do. You got to talk to the workers in the shop with you. You got to build you a union, got to make it strong. But if you all stick together, boys, won't be long. You get shorter hours, better working conditions, vacations with pay, take a kid to the seashore. It ain't quite this simple, so I better explain just why you got to ride on the union train. Because if you wait for the boss to raise your pay, we'll all be awaiting till Judgment Day. We'll all be buried, gone to heaven. St. Peter will be the straw boss then. Now you know you're underpaid, but the boss says you ain't. He speeds up the work till you're about to faint. You may be down and out, but you ain't beaten. You can pass out a leaflet and call a meeting. Talk it over, speak your mind, decide to do something about it. Of course, the boss may persuade some poor damn fool to go to your meeting and act like a stool, but you can always tell a stool, though, well, that's a fact. He's got a yaller streaker running down his back. He doesn't have to stool. He'll always get along on what he takes out of blind men's cups. You got a union now and you're sitting pretty. Put some of the boys on the steering committee. The boss won't listen when one guy squawks, but he's got to listen when the union talks. He'd better be mighty lonely. Everybody decide to walk out on him. Suppose they're working you so hard it's just outrageous, and they're paying you all starvation wages. You go to the boss and the boss would yell, before I raise your pay I'd see you all in hell. Well, he's puffing a big cigar, feeling mighty slick, cause he thinks he's got your union lick. Well, he looks out the window and what does he see but 1,000 pickets, and they all agree he's a bastard. Unfair! Slave driver. Bet he beats his wife. Now, boys, you come to the hardest time. The boss will try to bust your picket line. He'll call out the police, the National Guard. They'll tell you it's a crime to have a union card. They'll raid your meeting. They'll hit you on the head. They'll call every one of you a goddamn red unpatriotic. Japanese spies. Sabotaging national defense. But out at Ford's, here's what they found. And out at Vulti, here's what they found. And out at Alice Chalmers, here's what they found. And down at Bethlehem, here's what they found. That if you don't let red baiting break you up, and if you don't let stool pigeons break you up, and if you don't let vigilantes break you up, and if you don't let race hatred break you up, you'll win. What I mean, take it easy, but take it.
Come all of you good workers, good news to you I'll tell, of how the good old union has come in here to dwell.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
My daddy was a miner and I'm a miner's son, and I'll stick with the union till every battle's won.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
They say in Harlan County there are no neutrals there. You'll either be a union man or a thug for J.H. Blair.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Oh, workers, can you stand it? Oh, tell me how you can. Will you be a lousy scab or will you be a man?
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Don't scab for the bosses, don't listen to their lies. Us poor folks haven't got a chance unless we organize.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
It's gonna take everybody to win this war. The butcher and the baker and the clerk in the store. The guys who sail the ships and the guys who run the trains, and the farmer raising wheat upon the Kansas plain.
The butcher, the baker, the tinker, and the tailor will all work behind the soldier and the sailor. We're working in the city, we're working in the wood, and we'll all work together to deliver the goods.
Now me and my boss, we never did agree. If a thing helped him, then it didn't help me. But when a burglar tries to bust into your house, you stop fighting with the landlord and throw him out.
The butcher, the baker, the tinker, and the tailor will all work behind the soldier and the sailor. We're working in the cities, we're working in the woods, and we'll all work together to deliver the goods.
I got a new job and I'm working overtime, turning out tanks on the assembly line. Got to crank up the factories like the president said. Damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead.
The butcher, the baker, the tinker, and the tailor will all work behind the soldier and the sailor. We're working in the cities, we're working in the woods, and we'll all work together to deliver the goods.
I bet this tank will look mighty fine, punching holes in Mr. Hitler's line. And if Adolf wakes up after the raid, he'll find every piece of shrapnel says USA.
The butcher, the baker, the tinker, and the tailor will all work behind the soldier and the sailor. We're working in the city, we're working in the woods, and we'll all work together to deliver the goods.
From New York City to Frisco Bay, we're speeding up production every day. And every time a wheel goes round, it carries Mr. Hitler to the burying ground.
The butcher, the baker, the tinker, and the tailor will all work behind the soldier and the sailor. We're working in the city, we're working in the woods, and we'll all work together to deliver the goods. The butcher, the baker, the tinker, and the sailor will all work behind the soldier and the sailor. We're working in the city, we're working in the woods, and we'll all work together to deliver the goods.
Pete Seeger and the Almanac Singers. The songs that we heard in that bracket were Union Made, Talking Union, Which Side Are You On, and Deliver the Goods, which I think has a particular resonance for the kind of crises that we're undergoing at the moment. The next bracket is going to feature Pete Seeger on his own. And as I said, he is very prolific and one of the greats of the 20th century, not just a great singer and songwriter, but a great philosopher and cultural historian as well. The first track we're going to hear from Pete Seeger is called Peg and All. You're listening to Burning Vinyl on 3CR, special May Day edition of the program.
In the days of 18 and 1, Peg and All. In the days of 18 and 1, Peg and All. In the days of 18 and 1, Peg and Shoes was all I done. Hand me down my pegs, my pegs, my pegs, my all. In the days of 18 and 2, Peg and All. In the days of 18 and 2, Peg and All. In the days of 18 and 2, pegging shoes was all I'd do. Hand me down my pegs, my pegs, my pegs, my all. In the days of 18 and 3, pegging all. In the days of 18 and 3, pegging all. In the days of 18 and 3, pegging shoes was all you'd see. Hand me down my pegs, my pegs, my pegs, my all. In the days of 18 and 4, peg and all. In the days of 18 and 4, peg and all. In the days of 18 and 4, I said I'd peg those shoes no more. Throw away my pegs, my pegs, my pegs, my all. They've invented a new machine, peg and all. They've invented a new machine, peg and all. They've invented a new machine, prettiest little thing you ever seen. Throw away my pegs, my pegs, my pegs, my all. Makes 100 pairs to my one, peg and all. Makes 100 pairs to my one, peg and all. Makes 100 pairs to my one, pegging shoes, it ain't no fun. Throw away my pegs, my pegs, my pegs, my pegs, my all. Raggedy, raggedy are we, just as raggedy can be. We don't get nothing for our labor, so raggedy, raggedy are we. Hungry, hungry, hungry are we, just as hungry can be. We don't get nothing for our labor, so hungry, hungry are we. Homeless, homeless, homeless are we, just as homeless can be. We don't get nothing for our labor, so homeless, homeless are we. Landless, Landless, landless are we, just as landless can be. We don't get nothing for our labor, so landless, landless are we.
Cowless,
cowless, cowless are we, just as cowless can be. We don't get nothing for our labor, so cowless, cowless are we. So hogless, hogless are we. Hogless, hogless are we. We don't get nothing for our labor, so hogless, hogless are we.
Union!
Union, union are we, just as union can be. We don't get nothing for our labor, so union, union are we.
We're gonna get some.
Union, union are we, just as union can be. We're gonna get some for our labor, so union, union are we.
Come all ye hardy miners and help us sing this song, sung by some union men 400,000 strong. With John White, our general, we'll fight without a gun. He'll lead us on to victory and 60 cents a ton. Come all ye hardy miners and help us sing this song. On the 21st day of April, we struck for 60 cents a ton. The operators laughed at us and said we'd never come. All out in one body and a man, that's 60 cents a ton. Come out, ye scabs and blacklegs, and join the men like one. Tell them that you're in the fight for the 60 cents a ton. They're now in old Virginny, they're scabbing right along. But when we win, they're sure to try for the 60 cents a ton. Come all ye hardy miners, let's try to do our best. We'll first get old Virginny, Kentucky, and then we'll get a rest. There's gonna be a meeting right here in this land, when we reach across the river and take them by the hand. Come all ye hardy miners and help us sing this song, sung by some honest union men 400,000 strong. With John White, our general, we'll fight without a gun. He'll lead us on to victory and 60 cents a ton.
What would Tom Paine do? Spread a little common sense. What would Tom Paine do? The problem's so immense that a shout passed mouth to mouth around the world. Protest and survive. Protest and survive. Pamphleteer in the name of Tom Paine's rights of man. But what is the name of the pamphlet in the age of laser discs and satellite time? What is the name of the pamphlet that shall soar aloft and beam from mind to mind a million miles? And the men of war need the fresh young minds in the labs of doom. We've got to interdict the flow. We've got to interdict the labs of doom. The labs of doom. The labs of doom. the malinformed are dragged aboard the ships of death on a dirty sea. That a shout passed mouth to mouth around the world. Protest and survive. Protest and survive. Protest and survive. Protest and survive. The struggle shall falter in a whirl of ink and stupid strife. There'll be times when we're eaten by chaos and everything's a crazy maze of razor blade roads. There'll be times when we'll have to let it go and walk away to heal. On the headphones, listen to Bach by the garden wall. And you don't want to sew a quilt of guilt, but a lace of grace, lace of grace, lace of grace. Oh, the archetypal macho man with his nuclear spears pushes his aggression on the high frontier, as if the Milky Way were just a swirl of knives. We have to overcome the labs of Megadoo. We have to overcome Megadoo. It's such an enormous equation to dance while others moan in pain, but we're never gonna find any answers until we make that simple word. It's such a simple, it comes in simple parts. I'm talking about P, 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 P. Let it roll, let it roll like a rolling wheel for a thousand years. P, 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 P. Let the feather of justice float down and rest on the shining scales. Peep, 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 peep. And what would Tom Paine do to spread a little common sense? What would Tom Paine do? Problem so immense that a shout passed mouth to mouth around the world. Protest and survive. Protest and survive.
Sing along.
Protest and survive.
Everybody.
Protest and survive.
Around the world.
Protest and survive.
East and west.
Protest and survive. Protest and survive. Protest and survive.
Pete Seeger. and a few songs recorded during his vast career. He only died a couple of years ago at the age of 96 or 7, I think. A great knock from a great man. Anyway, in that bracket, we started off with Peg and All, and then we moved on to a track called Raggedy. Following Raggedy, we heard a track, Come All You Hardy Miners, and we finished up there with What Would Tom Paine Do? All right, I've got a couple of more Pete Seeger songs I wanted to play for you just before we go. And in this next bracket, before we go on to the next segment, I guess, but in this bracket we're going to hear some more Pete Seeger. This track is called Hard Times in the Mill, and that will be followed up by Mill Mother's Lament.
Every morning at 4:30, you hear the cooks hop on the floor. It's hard times in the mill, my love, hard times in the mill. Every morning just at 5, gotta get up, dead or alive. It's hard times in the mill, my love, hard times in the mill. Every morning right at 6, don't that old bell make you sick? Hard times in the mill, my love, hard times in the mill. The pulley got hot, the belt jumped off, knocked Mr. Guyon's derby off. It's hard times in the mill, my love, hard times in the mill. When old Pat Goble thinks he's a hun, he puts me in mind of a doodle in the sun. It's hard times in the mill, my love, hard times in the mill. Sexton Hanny thinks he's a man, he ain't got sense to pay off his hands. It's hard times in the mill, my love, hard times in the mill. They steal his ring, they steal his knife, steal everything but his big fat wife. It's hard times in the mill, my love, hard times in the mill. My bobbin's all out, my end's all down, the doffer's in my alley and I can't get around. It's hard times in the mill, my love, hard times in the mill. Section hand standing at the door, ordering the sweepers to sweep up the floor. It's hard times in the mill, my love, hard times in the mill. And every night when I go home, a piece of cornbread and an old jawbone. It's hard times in the mill, my love, hard times in the mill. Ain't it enough to break your heart? Have to work all day and at night it's dark. It's hard times in the mill, my love, hard times in the mill. We leave our homes in the morning, we kiss our children goodbye. While we slave for the bosses, our children scream and cry. And when we draw our money, our grocery bills to pay, not a cent to spend for clothing, not a cent to lay away. And on that very evening, our little son will say, I need some shoes, mother, and so does Sister May. How it grieves the heart of a mother, you everyone must know. But we can't buy for our children, our wages are too low. It is for our little children that seem to us so dear, but for us nor them dear workers, the bosses do not care. But understand, all workers, our union they do fear. Let's stand together, workers, and have a union here.
Oh, the union's the only gang that gives a hang about me. The union's the only gang that gives a hang about me. My senator and representative don't give a dang about how I live, but the union gang, they give a hang about me.
Oh, yes, I'm union, I'm voting union.
My congressman's gone to hear from me. Come next election, I'm PAC, cause the union gang
they give a hang about me.
Well, that Taft gang, they don't give a hang about me. And that NAM don't give a dang about me. Those GOPs will get a talking to, and some Democrats will go walking too, cause the PACs, they give a hang about me.
Oh yes, I'm union, I'm voting union.
My congressman's gone to hear from me, come next election, I'm PAC, cause the union gang,
they give a hang about me.
So I'm voting for the man who gives a damn about me. Yes, I'll vote for him and I'll know he'll vote for me. I'll vote with you and you vote with me, and we'll all vote union and PAC, cause the union gang, they give a hang about me.
Oh yes,
I'm union, I'm voting union. My congressman's gonna hear from me come next November, I'm PAC, cause the union gang,
they give a hang about me.
Continuing on our May Day special here on Burning Vinyl, a bracket of Pete Seeger songs, and in that last bracket we heard Hard Times in the Mill, Mill Mother's Lament, and Voting Union. Pete Seeger lived an incredibly long life. He was born in 1919 and died in 2014, which is 95 or 96, as I said before, and as well as a great singer, banjo player, songwriter, cultural historian, is incredible man in so many ways. He was a fixture on radio through the 40s and 50s and even had some hits. And other artists who recorded his songs had hits as well, most notably the Byrds with Turn, Turn, Turn. Response and reaction to Seeger's death poured in from all around the world. President Obama noted that Seeger had been called, quote, America's tuning fork, and that he believed in, quote, the power of song to bring social change. Over the years, Pete used his voice and his hammer to strike blows for workers' rights and civil rights, world peace and environmental conservation, and he always invited us to sing along. For reminding us where we come from and showing us where we need to go, we will always be grateful to Pete Seeger. In the next bracket, we're going to hear some more old union songs from the mid part of the last century. The first track we're going to hear has a particular resonance, I think, given the crisis that we're all undergoing at the moment. And this track is called Pity the Downtrodden Landlord. I think you'll get a laugh from this. Bob Hill.
Please open your hearts and your purses to a man who is misunderstood. He gets all the kicks and the curses, though he wishes you nothing but good. Well, he wistfully begs you to show him you think he's a friend, not a louse. So remember the debt that you owe him, the landlord who lends you his house. So pity the downtrodden landlord and his back that is burdened and bent. Respect his gray hairs, don't ask for repairs, and don't be behind with the rent. Now you're able to work for a living and rejoice in your strength and your skill. So try to be kind and forgiving to a man whom a day's work would kill. You can work and still talk to your neighbor. You can look the whole world in the face. But the landlord who ventured to labor would never survive the disgrace. So pity the downtrodden landlord and his back that is burdened and bent. Respect his gray hairs, don't ask for repairs, and don't be behind with the rent. Now, when the landlord resorts to eviction, don't think that he does it for spite. He is acting from deepest conviction, and what's right, after all, is what's right. But I see that your hearts are all hardened, and I fear I'm appealing in vain. Yet I hope my last plea will be pardoned if I beg on my knees once again. To Pity the downtrodden landlord and his back that is burdened and bent. Respect his gray hairs. Don't ask for repairs. And don't be behind with the rent.
Oh, the boss's gang don't give a hang about me. And the Teamsters gang don't give a dang about me. The boss's representative don't give a hang about how I live. But the FTA, they give a hang about me. Oh, say we're union, we're voting union. We're voting CIO, we're voting FTA. Oh, say we're union, we're voting union. We're voting CIO, we're voting FTA. Now the boss's gang don't give a hang about me. And the Teamsters gang don't give a dang about me. But those stooges will get a talking to, and those goons will go a walking to, cause the FTA, they do give a hang about me. Oh, say we're union, we're voting union. We're voting CIO, we're voting FTA. Oh, say we're union, we're voting union. We're voting CIO, we're voting FTA. Now the boss's gang, they give a hang about me.
No, they don't.
And the Teamsters gang don't give a dang about me. But we don't care, cause we've arranged that after election things will be changed. Cause the FTA, they do give a hang about me. Oh, say we're union, we're voting union. We're voting CIO, we're voting FTA. Oh, say we're union, we're voting union. We're voting CIO, we're voting FTA,
FTA.
We pay taxes for good roads, pay taxes on our schools, taxes for this, taxes for that, been working harder than mules. By skipping, we saved a few dollars, put them in a big bank vault. Something is wrong, cause that money is gone, and it certainly isn't our fault. If you play in water, you're bound to get wet. What's the use of working if we stay in debt? We gotta break our backs and continue paying tax. Good people, we're a bloat upset. Just why our money went bye-bye, nobody seems to explain. Times are hard, ain't it a shame? We gotta pay those taxes again. Our clothes are slouchy and ragged, our hearts are burdened with care. The failure of the national banks is nearly more than we can bear. If you play in water, you're bound to get wet. What's the use of working if we stay in debt? We gotta break our backs and continue paying tax. Good people, we're a bloat upset. Say for us people, why then allow them to run? Big iron balls can't open themselves. Folks, something's gotta be done. Our hard-earned money's gone bye-bye, gone in that big bank crash. We're in a mess, folks, a terrible mess. Can't get credit and we ain't got cash. If you play in water, you're bound to get wet. What's the use of working if we stay in debt? We gotta break our backs and continue paying tax. Good people, we're a blowed up set. If you play in water, you're bound to get wet. What's the use of working if we stay in debt? We gotta break our backs and continue paying tax. Good people, we're a blowed up set. There's just two kinds of people, the sinner and the saint. There's one that gets and always got, while the other poor one ain't. Oh, the rich man drives his Lincoln past the red light with a grin, and the poor man follows right behind in his little hunk of tin. There's a motorcycle copper following upon that trail. Oh, the rich man tears his ticket, but the poor man goes to jail. Rich man takes the high road anywhere that he may go, but when the poor man's traveling, he must always take the low. So if you're rich, you'll travel snug as peas are in the pod. Oh, the rich man rides the cushion and the poor man rides the rod. Oh, the rich man, when he's ailing, stays at home and calls the doc. But the poor man has to go to work, be in time to punch a clock. The rich man takes his medicine, has his doctors and his nurse. So the rich man, he gets better, but the poor man, he gets worse. Oh, the rich man steals a million from the bank that he controls, while the poor man steals a loaf of bread or a penny's worth of rolls. They take them to the courthouse. One is laughing, one's in tears. Oh, the rich man gets an apology, while the poor man gets 10 years. Oh, the rich man gets a lawyer, and the lawyer pleads his case, while a poor man asks for sympathy, but of that there is no trace. So if you're rich, don't worry, but the poor must give up hope. Oh, the rich man gets acquitted, while a poor man gets the rope. Oh, the rich man, when he kicks off, has a casket made of gold, while the poor man has a wooden box and his grave looks mighty cold. The rich man gets a sermon, but here's one thing that's sure: when the rich man takes that long last ride, he's as much dead as the poor.
Friends and comrades, I've had some very interesting letters from Kentucky this morning, and I have so much on my mind, I hardly know how to address you. And I will endeavor to sing to you my hungry, wearied blues that I composed when I was down there suffering with those people. And now wait until I can strike a note, a chord. I'm sad and weary, I've got the hungry, ragged blues. I'm sad and weary, I've got the hungry, ragged blues. Not a penny in the pocket to buy one thing I need to use. I woke up this morning with a worst blues I ever had in my life. I woke up this morning with the worst blues I ever had in my life. Not a bite to cook for breakfast, a poor coal miner's wife. When my husband works in the coal mine, he loads a car on every trip. When my husband works in the coal mine, he loads a car on every trip. Then he goes to the office that evening to get denied of just because it took all he made that day to pay his money expense. Just because it took all he made that day to pay his money expense. A man that will work for just coal, light, and carbide, he ain't got a speck of sense. This is Aunt Molly Jackson again from Bell County, Kentucky. I'm going to finish for you my ragged, wearied blues. I want you to listen very closely to this now, because it was written from my heart and not from a pen. So wait until I can hit a chord. All the women in the coal camps are sitting with bowed down heads. All the women in coal camps are sitting with bowed down heads. Ragged and barefooted, and the children crying for bread. No food, no clothes for our children. I'm sure this hate would last. No food, no clothes for our children. I'm sure this hate would last. If we can't get more for labor, we'll starve to death and die. Don't go under the mountains with a satyr hanging over your head. Please don't go under the mountains with a satyr hanging over your head. And work for just cloud and cardboard, and your children crying for bread. This mining town I live in is a sad and lonely place. This mining town I live in is a sad and lonely place. Where pity and starvation is pictured on every face. Some collaborators might tell you the hungry blues are not bad. Some collaborator might tell you the hungry blues are not bad. They're the worst kind of blues this poor woman ever had.
A few songs there from the Red Songbook, or the Protest Songbook of the 20th Century. We started with Pity the Downtrodden Landlord, a track by Bob Hill. The Boss's Gang by Mara Alexander followed that, and then Bank Failures by Bob Miller, and The Rich Man and the Poor Man also by Bob Miller. And we finished up with a couple of tracks from Aunt Molly Jackson, parts 1 and 2 of Ragged Hungry Blues. In this next bracket, we're going to hear from another of the great protest singers of the 20th century, Phil Oakes. Phil Oakes wrote literally hundreds of songs in the 60s and 70s. He started off with the coffee scene in New York, along with Bob Dylan, Joan Baez, and that scene. also the civil rights movement. He was very prominent in the 1968 Democratic Party riots. He even bought the pig, which the Yippie Party were going to put up as a presidential candidate named Pigasus. And he also travelled widely. He went to Chile and was friends with Allende, and he didn't react very well to Allende's death. And despite continuing his music and his activism, he made 8 albums in total. By the mid-70s, by Phil's own thinking, he had died a long time ago. He often said that he died politically in Chicago in 1968 in the violence of the Democratic National Convention. He died professionally in Africa a few years later, where he had been strangled and felt that he could no longer sing. He died spiritually when Chile had been overthrown and his friend Victor Jara, the Chilean singer, had been brutally murdered. And finally, he died psychologically at the hands of John Train. He committed suicide in 1976 by hanging himself at home, suffering from bipolar and apparently not a healthy man at all, ranting and raving at anyone who would listen to him and even at inanimate objects. Phil Oakes, though, his contribution to protest singing and to civil rights and to libertarianism in general is more than significant. He had a great singing voice. He was a great musician. He started off playing clarinet when he was young, and you can hear some of that melodicism in the melodies that he composed in this next bracket of songs. You might remember Phil Oakes from the time last year when I did a whole Burning Vinyl special devoted to Phil Oakes, 2 hours of his music. Today we're only going to hear a couple of songs, but this first one is called How Long, Phil Oakes. You're listening to the May Day Burning Vinyl special on 3CR.
How long, how long can we go on? How long, how long can we go on? This troubled land may never last. The times of war are in the past. How far have we gone? How far have we gone? So many battles without a gain. So many young men are lost in vain. Why the fear of the coming of the morning? Why the trembling at the call? Can't we hear the final warning? Can't we see the writing on the wall? So many years before the dawn. So many years before the dawn. So many children have never grown. So many cannonballs have flown. So many rains had to fall. So many rains have had to fall. So many storms before the flood. So many rainbows are red with blood. Why the fear of the coming of the morning? Why the trembling at the call? Can't we hear the final warning? Can't we see the writing on the wall? How long can we go on? How long can we go on? This troubled land may never last. The times of war are in the past. I lay down your railroads, every mile of track, with the muscles on my arm and the sweat upon my back. And now the trains are rolling, they roll to every shore. You tell me that my job is through, there ain't no work no more. Though I lay down your highways all across the land, with the ringing of the steel and the power of my hand. And now the roads are there like ribbons in the sky. You tell me that my job is through, but still I wonder why. For the wages were low and the hours were long, and the labor was all I could bear. Now you've got new machines for to take my place, and you tell me it's not mine to share. So I lay down your factories and lay down your fields, with my feet on the ground and my back to your wheels. And now the smoke is rising, the steel is all aglow. I'm walking down a jobless road, and where am I to go? For the wages were low and the hours were long, and the labor was all I could bear. Now you've got new machines for to take my place, and you tell me it's not mine to share. Though I lay down your factories and lay down your fields, with my feet on the ground and my back to your wheels. And now the smoke is rising, the steel is all aglow. I'm walking down a jobless road, and where am I to go? Tell me, where am I to go?
Oh, you tell me that your last good dollar is gone, and you say that your pockets are bare. And you tell me that your clothes are tattered and torn, and nobody seems to care. Now don't tell me your troubles, no, I don't have the time to spare. But if you want to get together and fight, good buddy, that's what I want to hear. And you tell me that your job was taken away by a big old greasy machine. And you tell me that you don't collect no more pay, and your belly is growing lean. Now if I had the jobs to give, you know I'd give them all away. But don't waste your breath calling out my name if you don't have nothing to say. And you tell me that you don't have nothing to do, and you keep on wasting your time. And you say when you want to get your family some food, you gotta spend it ain't really fly. Now it's a sin and a bloody shame about the way they're pushing you round. But when you decide not to take no more, you know I'll put my money down. 'Cause I've seen your kind many times before, and I'll see you many times again. Oh, but every bad thing that's happened to you has happened to better men. So don't explain that you've lost your way, that you've got no place to go. You got a hand and a voice, and you're not alone, brother, that's all you need to know. And if you're still wondering what I'm trying to say, let me tell you what it's all about. Now nobody listens to a single man when he's walking round down and out. So if you're looking for an answer, he's standing there by your side. And you'll never really know how far you'll go till you join together and try. So you tell me that your last good dollar is gone, and you say that your pockets are bare. And you tell me that your clothes are tattered and torn, and nobody seems to care. Now don't tell me your troubles, no, I don't have the time to spare. But if you want to get together and fight, good buddy, that's what I want to hear.
got to help each other throw away our chains. Come on and make revolution. Join the people's army. If we stand together, we'll all be free someday. We'll be free someday. Free someday. Free someday. We'll all be free someday. Free someday. Free someday. Sun rising on a brand new morning. I can hear voices singing a victory song. Yeah, I can see the people's army marching on to glory. If we stand together, you know it won't. Join the people's army. If we stand together, we'll all be free someday. Hey, talking about free someday. Free someday. Free someday. We'll all be free someday. We'll be free someday. See the sun rising on a brand new morning. I can hear voices singing a victory song. Yeah, I can see the people's army, whoa, marching on to glory. If we stand together, you know it won't be long. And we'll be free someday. Free someday. Free someday. We'll all be free someday. Free someday. Free someday. Free someday. We'll all be free someday.
Free Someday, Country Joe and the Fish. And before that, one of the all-time greats there, Phil Oakes. And we heard three of his songs taken from the mid to early parts of his career. We started off with How Long, and then Automation Song, and then That's What I Want to Hear. Then we finished up with a track from Country Joe and the Fish, Free Someday, which is taken from an EP that was released on Vanguard Records in 1966, before Country Joe had released his first album with the Fish. There are a few EPs that came out with left-wing magazines, and that is one of those, Free Someday. All right, you're listening to Burning Vinyl, and we're almost at the end of our May Day special. I'm going to play a quick, maybe trilogy of songs now from the 60s, just to, because I like the music and the message as well. But I thought, just for regular listeners who would be expecting me to play something from the 60s on a May Day special, I'll oblige. But of course, May Day is a very special day in the calendar for all of us, really. And especially in this year, where we see many of the hard-fought freedoms and liberties that were won by previous generations imperiled by the directions that governments, and even more powerful than governments, multinational corporations, seem hell-bent on taking us. With the coronavirus, of course, there's been a lot of speculation about what kind of world might emerge following the isolation period that we're all undergoing at the moment. And of course, the economic system has been closed down, all of that, blah, 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 blah. And let's hope that we can use the crisis that we're living through as maybe a catalyst for improving the world in some way. And many people are working on this across many fields, and even from their homes, which is where I'm doing Burning Vinyl from today, folks. I hope that you're keeping safe and keeping well, and hopefully we'll be back to normal quicker than we even can realize. You're listening to 3CR Community Radio, and stay tuned. Coming up after Burning Vinyl, of course, is In Your Face, Queer and Alternative News and Views. But before that, let's hear some more music. We're in the home stretch of the program now, and the first track I wanted to play for you is by The Fugs. It's a track called No More Slavery, but The Fugs are well known in radical circles, I guess. One of their biggest and most successful stunts happened in the late 60s when they attempted to levitate the Pentagon in Washington. They literally tried to levitate it with a mixture of theatre, occultism, and rock and roll. And good on them for giving it a go. Unfortunately, the plan to have the levitation succeed and for the Pentagon to rise 20 or 30 feet off the ground and for all the bad energy to fall out underneath it never occurred. But nonetheless, it was a bit of fun. And hopefully, wherever you are, you're also having a bit of fun. It is May Day, and don't forget to celebrate the efforts of previous generations, and let's hope that we can maintain them well into the future. This is The Fugs and a track called No More Slavery.
I remember seeing you upon the trembling bed, and neither one constrained by will to shove the other's soul. And no more slavery, oh, no more slavery. Ooh. I remember John Keats wrote the ode to a nightingale, sitting 'neath a plum tree one spring day out on Hampstead Heath. There's nothing sadder than a broken love, like poor John Keats and Fanny Braun.
golden wheelchair, a-wheeling with you, my love. And remember all the poems in the morning mail. And you never heard a voice say, fail, poet, fail. Not what you throw in the flames, but what you can save. A snort of fame and a bottle of dream, a spatula of ink and blood in the sink. Oh, the 60-year rain will wash away the pain. So if we had a better word to make a better world, we'd probably utter it over and over, my love, above the trembling bed. No more slavery, oh, no more slavery.
No more slavery by the Fugs. As I mentioned, they attempted to levitate the Pentagon in the late 60s, and I've actually got some audio of that attempt, and I figure now is as good a time as any to share it with you. It's never been released on any record as such. However, the Fugs have kept up with technology, and thankfully this was made available for fans or, you know, or for interested parties online. This is the actual attempt by the Fugs to levitate the Pentagon.
Thousands of demonstrators opposed to the Vietnam War assembled in the nation's capital for a mass protest.
And they're going to surround it with chanting and love and drum beating. And the Pentagon is going to rise into the air. And when it gets about 300 feet in the air, it's going to start to vibrate. And all the evil spirits are going to pour out.
Out, demons, out!
In the name of the amulets of friendship and civilization, and against border bashing and manias for regime change, in the name of triumph, triumph over the curse of explosions and drones. In the name of ahimsa and nonviolence between heretofore rival civilizations. In the name of peace and love and sharing, we call upon the powers of the cosmos to protect our ceremonies. In the name of Zeus, in the name of Anubis,
God of the dead,
in the name of millions of dead in Iraq, Afghanistan, and the East, in the name of all those killed for causes, they do not comprehend, they do not comprehend.
In the name of blown apart Americans in war zones, in the USA
and in other countries as well.
In the USA.
Of friendship and civilization,
in
and against word bashing and manias for regime change, in the name of triumph over the curse of explosions and drones, in the name of ahimsa and nonviolence between heretofore rival civilizations,
in the name of
peace and love and sharing. We call upon the powers of the cosmos to protect our ceremonies.
In the name of
Zeus, in the name of Anubis, God of the dead, in the name of all those killed for causes they do not comprehend. In the name of the millions of dead in Iraq, Afghanistan, and the East, and in the name of the blown apart Americans in war zones in the USA and in other countries as well.
In the name of
Rosa Parks, Lilith, Mary, Aphrodite, Hera, Rose Passata, we call upon the malevolent spirits in the White House to be banished and exorcised. Out, demons, out. Out, demons, out. In the name of Dionysus, Zagreus, Jesus,
Iao,
Sabaoth, Mohammed, Yahweh, the unnameable, the quintessential finality, the Zoroastrian fire, Buddha, the all-reaching, in the name of Hermes, Trismegistos, in the name of the beak of Thoth, in the name of the restoration of the eye of Horus, in the name of Peace Eye and the universal scarab, in the name of Ra and the solar boat, in the name of the Virgin Mary, Osiris, Joseph, the supreme archangels, Isis, the mouth of the Ouroboros, we call upon the spirits of eternity to raise the White House from its foundations, spin it around, and cleanse it of evil and malevolent demons. We summon the spirits of benevolent destiny to exorcise the White House of its violence, ill will, and ill intentions from now till the end of time. In the name of peace, love, and economic justice, in the name of harmony among nations on earth. Out, demons out, Trump cabinet, out, Trump demons, out, Attorney General, aye, demon out, CIA director, aye, out, demons out, head of the EPA, aye, demon out, Secretary of Agriculture, aye, demon out, Health and Human Services, aye, out, demons out, Secretary of Housing, aye, demon out, Labor Secretary, aye, demon out, Treasury Secretary, aye, demon out, Secretary of State, out, demon out, Interior Secretary, oi, 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 aye, demon out, demon out, demon out, demon out, out, demons out. Whirl, O White House, whirl. Climb, O White House, climb. Upward, O White House, upward. Up, 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 O White House, upward. Whoosh, White House, whoosh. Out, demon, out, demon, out, demons out. Out, demons out. Out, demons out.
out, demons out, in the name of the most sacred of names. Out, demons out, out, demons out, out, demons out, out, demons 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 out,
out, demons out, out, demons out.
Vegetable or mineral, in Spain you'll sometimes find them. Ah, you might say, is the beginning. It changes quickly.
But it's a good thing.
Well, the answer to the riddle is revolution. Revolution.
Revolution. Revolution. Revolution. torch for God and thee. Here I've seen lawless, hideous, dangerous, dirty, violent, and young. We should be together. Come on, all you people standing around. All lives too fine to bread and die. We should be together.
Thank you.
All right, great way to finish up a Burning Vinyl May Day special with Power to the People from John Lennon and the Plastic Ono Band, of course. We started off that bracket with The Fugs and their Exorcism of the White House, using original audio from their attempt to levitate the White House in 1967, and then a track that they've recorded to commemorate that event from 2017 on the 40th anniversary, or the 50th anniversary, I correct myself, on the 50th anniversary, The Fugs went back to the penthouse and tried to levitate it again. Not as many people there as the first time, but that song that follows the audio is commemorating that second attempt to improve the earth by levitating the Pentagon. Following that, we heard from a British psychedelic band, Tomorrow, featuring future members of the prog band Yes, for those that are interested. And the track, of course, Revolution. Jefferson Airplane followed that with two of their more protest-oriented songs, Volunteers, by the Volunteers of America from 1968, and from the same album, the more optimistic track, well, more kind of hopeful track, I guess, We Can Be Together. And we finished up with the Plastic Ono Band and Power to the People. All right, well, I hope that you've enjoyed the show today. This is my first attempt to do one from home. I'm going to get better at it as time goes on. Today's show was rather clunky by my own standards, I must admit. I'm trying to figure out how to use the technology on the fly. Big thanks to Mike Smith for helping me with that. Without Mike's help, I don't know if I would have got this far. And also big thanks to Leanne and to 3CR for helping me out with the equipment, enabling me to record the program from home. And in future editions of Burning Vinyl, the tech side will be much better. As I mentioned, I'll get better at it as time goes on. Less gaps in between songs, less clunky bits, less ums and ahs, I hope. But I've attempted to do this today as a live show with no real post-production or editing after. Pretty much I've just knocked this out as a live Burning Vinyl program. It probably shows, but I hope that you've enjoyed it anyway. And I hope that you've enjoyed the May Day theme. Obviously, with a theme like that, the parameters are so broad. I could have gone anywhere, or any kind of protest music, punk rock music, anarchist music. There's just so much. But I decided to keep it very simple. And obviously, in the first part of the program, we looked at some of the more well-known but heritage protest songs of the 20th century. And then in the later period of the song, I guess I pandered to my own musical taste a little bit and played a bunch of 60s stuff. But I hope that you've gathered from all of this that the world is not totally a lost cause, and that if we stick together, then there is hope for the future. And the track that I've chosen to go out with is all about that. It's a very weird Motown release. It came out in Motown, I think, 1969, possibly 1970. And it is by an artist called Tom Clay. And the B-side of this track is just Tom Clay reading out the names of soldiers who died in Vietnam. No accompaniment, just him reading out a soldier's name and their identification tag, and then onto the next soldier's name and identification tag. It's one of the most depressing 3 minutes of music that you can listen to. But on the A-side is a much more cheerful track. When I say cheerful, it could still bring a tear to the eye. So get the hankies ready. It's a bit, shall I say, mawkish? No, I really love this track. I bought this on a single at an op shop when I was about 11, and I've loved it ever since. Every time I've tried to play it to my friends, they've rolled their eyes and groaned. I hope that your reaction is a bit more like mine, but I'm warning you that it may not be. So grab either what you need. It'll either be a box of tissues or a bucket to chuck up in. This is Tom Clay and his version of What the World Needs Now is Love, Sweet Love, the very famous Burt Bacharach track. So have a great weekend, stay safe, and stay tuned. This is Tom Clay. My name is Matt. I'll be back next week with more Burning Vinyl. Have a great weekend.
What is segregation?
I don't know what segregation is.
What is bigotry?
I don't know what bigotry is.
What does hatred mean?
I don't know what it is.
What is prejudice?
I think it's when somebody's sick.
Anybody see my old friend John? Can you tell me when he's gone?
We're at the trademark. The motorcade is coming by here. I can see many, many motorcycles coming by now. Police motorcycles. Just heard a call on the radio for all units along Industrial to pick up the motorcade. Something has happened here. We understand there has been a shooting. The presidential car coming up now. We know it's the presidential car. You see Mrs. Kennedy's pink suit. There's a Secret Service man, spread eagle, over the top of the car. We understand Governor and Mrs. Connolly are in the car with President and Mrs. Kennedy. We can't see who has been hit, if anybody's been hit, but apparently something is wrong here. Something is terribly wrong. I'm in behind the motorcade, trying to follow them. It looks as though they're going to Parkland Hospital.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin. Dallas, Texas. The Flash, apparently official. President John F. Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Anybody here see my old friend Martin? Can you tell me where he's gone?
Such a cold day is ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live.
No one can be certain who next will suffer from some senseless act of bloodshed.
Anybody here see my old friend Bobby? Can you tell me where he's gone?
Mayor Yorty has just sent me a message that we've been here too long already. My thanks to all of you, and now it's on to Chicago, and let's win there.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible?
No.
Oh, my God. Senator Kennedy has been shot. Ranker Johnson has a hold of a man who apparently has fired the shot. Get the gun. Stay away from the gun.
His hand is frozen.
Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to. Get his thumb. All right. That's it, Raper. Get it. Get the gun, Raper. Hold him. We don't want another Oswald.
Like it or not, we live in times of danger and uncertainty. That is the way he lived. That is what he leaves us. My brother need not be idealized. Or enlarged in death beyond what he was in life. Be remembered simply as a good and decent man who saw wrong and tried to right it, saw suffering and tried to heal it, saw war and tried to stop it. Those of us who loved him and who take him to his rest today pray that what he was to us, what he wished for others, will someday come to pass for all the world. As he said many times, in many parts of this nation, those he touched and who sought to touch him. Some men see things as they are and say why. I dream things that never were and say why not.
Segregation is?
What is bigotry?
I don't know what bigotry is.
What does hatred mean?
I don't know what it is.
What is prejudice?
I think it's when somebody's sick.
Thank you.
to everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season to